The incarnation is a cardinal mystery of Christian revelation. I'll repeat. The incarnation is a cardinal mystery of Christian revelation. It is also an event of recorded verifiable history. The incarnation is the foundation of everything we hope for in the heavenly eternity. St. Ignatius of the Opportunity, we call it, with the divinity of Christ, is not accidental. It brings the humanity of Jesus, the Son of God, in proper focus, and gives Christ's humanity a doctrinal, dogmatic foundation, without which following Christ would be only what is not devotion to a great leader or dedication to a great cause. No. Following Jesus Christ, obedience to his will, is a profession of our faith in Christ's divinity. Love is peace and exercise. See nations. Extends and embellishes the concept of Christ having loved the world so much as the everlasting God. He became man to remain man through all time. Knowing Jesus Christ, therefore, he is first of all to believe that God became a human being. And this knowledge of Jesus Christ is basic to Christian perfection, to the progress in sanctity. You only am holy as you believe, I may believe with our minds, that Jesus, the Son of Mary, is the Son of the living God. We cannot serve with the genuine fidelity unless we know and love unless we know. Life in Christ resumes love, and love resumes knowledge. What does it mean to know Jesus Christ? What there is to know about him? What kind of knowledge do we have? We answer these questions cuts so deeply. Like all the science of theology, it separates the whole Christian world into two camps. Those who call themselves Christians and possess the true faith, those who call themselves Christians who do not really, firmly, and truly believe. Not firmly and truly believe. The man called Jesus was and is the living God. Once again, among true believers, you must distinguish those who live only on the surface of Christianity and those who have penetrated its depths and live and above. I mean way above a normal Christian life. That should be all of us. Our wills are only as strong as our faith is firm. Can the hope and the love without knowledge. The knowledge of God's revelation is faith. Now we enter our subject. The Word is made flesh. Give the liberty that same nation allows in structuring the spiritual exercises. We shall begin with three meditations on the incarnation. We recall the nations, a contemplation on the incarnation. Our title is from the Gospel of St. John. The Word was made flesh. See, this is called not a meditation, but a contemplation. Paul, it opens in a hypothetical scene. But the scene is founded on absolute revealed truth, namely, that God, the living God, chose to become man to redeem humanity from the consequences of its sinful estrangement from God. Three divine persons are pictured in Asian language, looking down on the earth and seeing so many people going to hell. So they decide. Now the second person to become man to save the human race. The place chosen for the incarnation is the city of Nazareth in the province of Galilee. What am I to pray for? I ask for an intimate knowledge of our Lord, who has become for me, I might love Him more and follow Him more closely. I repeat, will keep repeating till the end of the retreat, our love of God depends on the strength of our faith. Be loved with the will, to be with the mind. The will is a blind faculty. Unless the mind believes, the mind must believe. The mind must believe clearly and deeply, and more deeply and clearly our mind believes, the stronger will be our love of God, and more demanding our service of God. What then am I to pray for? This retreat I am praying for an intimate knowledge of our Lord, who has become man for me, I love Him more and follow Him more closely. The points which follow these prayers are viewed in the extreme. They recommend that one being the retreat reconstruct in imagination for the person on earth, the Trinity in heaven, Our Lady, and the angel of Nazareth, are doing it the same. Then, to the nations, I shall reflect all to draw some fruit from each of these details. Colloquy, we hold the meditation is to beg for grace to follow, to be more closely our Lord, who has just become man for me. Be clothed this introduction. Now the catechism used by St. Ignatius. It reads, "Ever God our Lord hath given heaven, earth, and all things, and the first man was in paradise, and revealed to him how the Son of God had resolved to become man. After Adam and Eve had sinned, they recognized that God resolved to become man in order to redeem mankind from sin. And then they passed this knowledge down to their children, how the Son of God, our King and Lord, proposed to become man." The catechism used by St. Ignatius. After quoting at length from the full text of the Annunciation of the Gospels of St. Luke, St. Ignatius divides the meditation into three parts: most of the mysteries of the life of Christ are separated this way, in honor of the Holy Trinity. Ignatius divided everything in three parts: God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Says Ignatius, "The Archangel Gabriel meets Our Lady with the words, 'Hail, full of grace.' He tells her she will conceive in her womb before the Son, and behold the Son of the Most High. Thus, knowing you, and before she conceived Jesus, that he, the child who was conceived, would be the Son of the Living God. Mary believed in Christ's divinity before she conceived. We can safely say, as all the fathers of the Church teach, unless Mary believe that God would become man, there would have been no incarnation." Now, part two. Then he replies to Mary's question, and knows how this can take place, since she was and wants to remain a virgin. Our kinswoman Elizabeth had just miraculously conceived a son in old age. Thus, Our Lady's faith was made credible. Oh, how many hours I could spend on the credibility of our faith. We believe indeed, but we have rational foundations for our faith. Thereupon, was the angel convinced Mary that she was to conceive a son miraculously? Then Her silver handmaid, all the son of the Lord. Before we go any further, there is one thing, want to be as clear as I can, and pray and plead God to give you a deep, deep humility. The more gifted you have been by God, the more gifts, the harder. I know what I'm talking about. Harder it is to practice humility. In order to live, I will not forget my second year of the novitiate, ordered by the novice master. I told me, sit down. I sat down. You know what your problem is? He asked me. You are so proud. So of all the gifts that I've given you, unless you grow in humility, not persevere in the faith. More gifts we are, more we need, I may need desperately, to grow in humility. Thank God for the humiliations. Humiliation of the road to humility. Thereupon Our Lady called herself a handmaid or the servant of the Lord, and then told the angel, fiat me, let it be done to me. Mary freely chose, with her own free will, loving the grace of God, on Mary's humility dependent, the future destiny of the human race. We would like to spend not just the weekend, but a full week, better still, a whole month on the virtue of humility. Every one of us be with the speaker. I mean, what I'm saying are, in greater or less measure, slaves of pride. Mary's recognition of who she was, by the ways of God, our decision dependent on the future destiny of the human race. Let me call, a little long, the word calling. From St. Robert Bellarmine's Prayer to Our Lady. Bellarmine, as you know, was a Jesuit. Being a man. St. Bellarmine. Virgin told and told with a son, come to my aid. Most beautiful, mystical rose, you have born in my heart. Most chaste, all undefiled, and I need true peace. As if you honor and praise, give me a sharing of love. Show in your light full of grace, lead me to God. Most blessed, star of the sea, dispel the storms besetting me. Most virtuous, most holy and sweet God in the world. Illustrious, with your burning light, light my mind. More precious than jewels or gold, in reparation for me. Most worthy of all praise, mother, daughter, and lightest star, and mother, make me more faithful to your son, Jesus. Innocent, very state of sin, may be more worthy of love, in which with every gift and grace, obtain the remission of my sins, most pure, even the joys of heavenly love. For any among fallen, I ask you, for the grace of a happy death, more aware than the rarest dream, bring joy to my heart. So great is none like you on earth. Bring peace to my soul, most true of your mother. Virgin Mother. Amen. May I ask all of you to pray daily to Our Lady. Have the habit of asking Our Lady for whatever you need. And I say it. Now 1 minute of your day to be without, I mean this, without prayer. Talk to Our Lady, dare I say it, all day. Now, having been told by the angel she was chosen to become the Mother of God, immediately after the Annunciation, what followed? There was a story of Our Lady's visitation of Elizabeth. Most profound, extensive man revelation in sacred scripture. The most profound because revealed Mary's divine maternity, glory as mediators of divine grace, holy thought before the end of his year 2085, Mary of faith. Mary's divine faith and absolutely selfless charity. Elizabeth addressed Mary as the mother of my Lord. Mary's meeting reached Elizabeth's ears. You are told in the John, during his mother's womb. Why? Well, at that moment, the unborn Christ, his mother's voice, sanctified the also unborn John, the teacher of the church, as infallible doctrine. John, unlike Our Lady, was conceived in sin, but in Our Lady being Elizabeth, the child in Elizabeth's womb stood for joy because he was sanctified before he was born. I could spend, I'd like to spend not just more time more hours, more days. I encourage all of you in God's name, look into your conscience and ask yourselves, how good am I to the Blessed Virgin Mary? Some are shorter questions. Do I recite the rosary every day? It's not a rhetorical question. One, all of them. Now do it already for the rest of your lives. Every day. Italian, which I love, ogni giorno, every day, to do what? To say the rosary, every day, say the rosary, at least, in Latin salte, at least once a day. Well, ask the Lord, I'm asking you now, keep all of you from falling asleep at night. I'll ask you until you realize it. Oh my God. You don't see my rosary. Would you dare, I'll repeat what I'm saying, would you dare go to sleep? Or shall I try to go to sleep? Unless and until you've said the five decades of the rosary. Elizabeth, as we know, prayed with trusting faith of Our Lady. Why, behold, the things promised her by the Lord would be accomplished. How we need to hear this. Very unlike a divine son, Jesus, Mary had to believe. Mary had to hope. Our trust in God is the principal test of our faith in God. Not wisdom, we say, the three principal virtues of the Catholic faith are faith, hope, and charity. But believe with the mind, with the will we can express our trust in God and hope they will grant us all that He promised. We trust in persons. We hope for the person we trust will give us. We trust in God. And therefore, we are strong in our trust in God, our hope, our confidence, give us all we need, especially the grace we need to reach our heavenly home. Let me say this. Our trust in God is a principal test of our faith in God. More deeply, more seriously, more frequently, we are tested. The more we should keep telling our Lord, Lord, I believe in you, I trust in you, and therefore I love you. Our love of God is conditioned on our faith and hope. The three virtues of faith, hope and love are not just coincidentally placed together. Without faith, there is no hope. Without hope, there is no love. Beyond our faith means knowledge of God by understanding who God is. Father, I should tell you, United States, we're living in the most paganized nation in the world. To believe and continue believing, you must have a strong, deep understanding of our faith in God's name. May I be with all of you every day for the rest of your lives. Whatever you can to deepen your faith, more trials, more temptations that God sends you, the stronger and deeper must be your faith. And faith is in the mind. Believe with our intellects. I know what I'm saying. I've talked to others with too many ears, too many intelligent judgments, not to know what we especially need in today's over-educated America is a deep, profound understanding of our faith. We grow in our faith by learning our faith, what I believe. So what? The deeper your faith, the stronger your love for God, I swear this is true, the more you will be subject to the temptations of the evil spirit. There's one thing the devil wants. Oh, how well I know the evil spirit. Is to seduce believers. Never in the history of the church have we had more bishops giving up their faith, more priests abandoning their faith, more Catholic laity, especially what I call the overeducated. I have shared this with you more than once. The Archdiocese of Detroit, by no means, one of the largest dioceses in the country, 1 year closed 54 Catholic churches. What? Was tens of thousands of Catholics had stopped going to Mass because they have stopped believing. Anyway, I share with you these days, I beg you to grow in the knowledge of your faith every day. Read, reflect, think, discuss what your faith means. That is why I plead with our Lord that you will become a positive faith to others. If never history of our nation lost more Catholics the church in our day. And I need him. Make our Archbishop, our Lord and Diocese of the nation. He is an unbeliever. I know. Our lady's faith was so firm, confident in God's promises was unshakable. Remember, Mary, unlike her son Jesus, was not divine. When we told Mary hastened to help out Lady Tintin. What is it? The Emerald Doctrine Church tells us that charity is always in a hurry. Once Mary services are long needed, they turn home to the town of Nazareth. Over the years I've done this, I've given a whole retreat just on the Magnificat of Our Lady. The tradition of the church, the women of the Old Testament, Anna, Deborah, Judith, and Esther. Mary sings a canticle that over the centuries become part of the church liturgy. The lessons of the Magnificat are fundamental. Our Catholic faith, our practice of devotion to God. We go over the parts of the Magnificat. We are to pray and magnify God, for we praise any human being. Oh, dear God, how we need to recognize the greatness of God and to praise Him, to thank Him for His being God. Boy, I'd like to see some empty chairs in China. Why is one over there? Another empty chair in China. Acts of the grace of God, this would be an empty chapel. Now, lady, to rejoice and do the will of God. Oh, this needs to be said. Before we rejoice in doing our own will, I know what I'm talking about. A strong, very strong self-will. To be heirs to learn. And may not do our own will, but the will of God. Like Our Lady, we are to be humble. Be hoped and blessed by God. Watch it. Humble. Don't you watch what we say, how we act. Humble. In our minds, for an examination of conscience that one of us could make given the speaker on cultivating liberty of mind. Your Excellencies, on each house, the Almighty Father of God, on one condition, while we see ourselves as servants of God's name. For those who are blessed by God who are really, thoroughly, and totally humble. We see as much grace in God as we practice humility. I know exactly we'll get to heaven. For those who practice deep interior humility and thank God, He sends you mediation. They told somebody on some occasion, come one day, in terms of even needed by 2 o'clock that afternoon, off times, never counted sins. God wants us, hear me? Wants to make fools of ourselves, to be humiliated. Thus, we are frequently and deeply humiliated with the virtue that we may read about and not practice. Repeat, the road to humility is humiliation. Access to almighty power. One condition. Must see ourselves every moment of the day as servants of God. Shall I say it? As slaves of God. We recommend to all of you, examine your consciences on the kind of thoughts you think. Let's be very careful. Most of our thoughts are thoughts of pride. I know what I'm saying. You must be humble deep, deep down inside of our minds. The more we think of ourselves being somebody, less grace we receive, less grace we cooperate, the hands of God. With Our Lady, we have the promise of God's mercy. And what mercy is? Mercy is love shown to those who have offended God. With the promise of God's mercy to us, only in the measure in which we humble ourselves every day, have you offended God? There's one recommendation. I plead with all of you. Don't go to bed at night before examining your conscience. Am I clear? God wants us to be humble. Deep down inside of our minds. and expecting our Lady to do great things to us on one condition. We are thoroughly and totally and completely humble. Oh dear God, where do we begin? Beyond thee we need humiliations. Do you hear me? We need to be humiliated. Otherwise, humility will be just another word in our vocabulary. Only humiliated persons are humble. Be assured, the riches of God's grace, while we are hungry, hungry to do His will, dear God, how we need to examine our consciences, even the speaker. How zealous, how eager we are to do our own will. Thoughts. But what is God's will for me? I dare say the main purpose of making retreats. Ask God the depth of your soul, Lord, what do you want me to do? O mortal souls, what do you want me to do? Then I choose to do it. More step. Then I do it. All these are locked up in the simple word humility. Depart humility, let me acknowledge God's gifts to us. Every thought we have, by any gift that we possess, dare not be a thought of pride. I know human nature because I know my own. Is to know what does God want me to do, and then I do it. I'm closing my book of St. Ignatius. May it please Our Lady, we receive with a divine Son for us, poor sinners. Obtain this grace for us, that with the cooperation of our own toil and effort, she may change our weak and sorry spirits, make them strong and faithful to praise God. In this world, to do only one thing, to the will of God. I will see the doing the will of God. Know what is God's will. Your mind is wide open. Lord, what do you want me to do? Then choose to do it. The hardest of all. Then do it. That humility of heart which your mother Mary possessed. Always seeking, always looking, always searching to know what does God want me to do. And then do it. Christ may be called, made for heaven, and heaven is reserved only for those who have sacrificed their own wills, the will of God. No one else reach heaven. Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.